Richard Basnick describes abolition as a controversial topic in the early days of Western Reserve University, when the campus was located in Hudson, Ohio.
The college was rocked by a lot of controversies around abolitionism. There were two groups, both of which wanted an end to slavery. One was the abolitionist movement, which wanted an immediate end without conditions, and the other was the colonizationist movement, which wanted the freed slaves to be sent back to Africa, forgetting that most of them had never been to Africa. These two groups, who were represented on the Board of Trustees and on the faculty and the students, fought with each other, and the town almost split apart. They lost the president, they lost three faculty members from that fight, and several students as well.